well, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It absolutely sucks when someone leaves or resigns from our team, especially if it's somebody who we've known a long time or who we always expected would be with us for the long haul. The first thing I say, and this is a broader and bigger conversation, is that the most powerful and important things you can do even before the self-reflection piece and figuring out what we went wrong is to emotional detach from the situation and from the outcome. As long as we are managing and running a team, we are always going to be in a position of constant evolution and constant management. Maybe you haven't felt that today, but after this, whoever is the next person to leave your team, hopefully it's nobody. It's important to recognize that and sort of embrace that movement. The second thing I'll say is immediately kick into gear, and it's perfectly okay to say. You know that, well, first of all, hopefully you are at a firm that handles HR and team management and hiring and all that stuff for you. But if you are not quickly kick into gear, it's perfectly okay to change your calendar around for the following 2 weeks. Make sure that anything that's clients facing, that's been on the calendar, stays there. Anything that's not super important or not directly revenue generating is shifted off, so that you can feel in the, we'll call it a COO gap that most of the time exists in an organization.